All right, joining me in studio right now is my producer, Abigail Martin. Abby, it's so good to be able to chat about something I know we both love, Christmas.
It is so weird being on the mic instead of just sitting in studio being a fly on the wall.
Well, I appreciate all the good work that you do. And the first question that I have is, what is it that makes it really feel like Christmas in your mind?
Well, when I think of what makes up Christmas, I always think of spending time with my family. My family is obsessed with Christmas. They love celebrating Christmas. Like, we always put our Christmas up the first Sunday in November every year. You know, start listening to Christmas music, set up the tree. I was definitely a lot more chill. I'm like, I'm not crazy about Christmas, but I think of that, you know, being really excited on Christmas morning, eating lots of yummy treats and yummy food. And so that's what I think of.
Well, and it's nice that you get quite a bit of time to be able to really enjoy that, because it takes a lot of work to get all that decor up. So I'm of the opinion you want to enjoy it as long as possible. Yeah. What is a favorite tradition, Abby, that you look forward to every single year?
I think one of my traditions that I always look forward to is I always look forward to making gingerbread houses. My mom makes fabulous homemade gingerbread. And I remember this was last year. It was my first Christmas with my parents since being married. And I was like, hey, Mom, can we make gingerbread? And that's what my one request for Christmas every year is. I'm like, I would like gingerbread so I can make a gingerbread house and then eat all the gingerbread.
That sounds really good to me. As you think about Christmas throughout the years, is there a particular Christmas memory that really stands out for you?
This is one that I always... Well, there's two that come to mind, and they're both rather humorous, or I like to think so anyway. The first one was when I was 14. I was in a production of The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and I played the narrator in that show. And there's one line where she says, you know, trying to prompt one of the other people to come on, you know, and she says, and the angel of the Lord, like very frustrated, very flustered. And so for several years after I played that part, every time we read the Christmas story, my parents would like to remind me of this and how funny it was. And I'm just like, oh yes, this joke never grows old. I've heard it about 100 times now. And thankfully they'd forgotten about it. But not unfortunately, I was in a production of Best Christmas Pageant this year, and I got to play a entirely different role, Mrs. McCarthy, who's a diva, and she was so, so fun to play. And so now I'm sure this year my parents will have all sorts of, you know, quotes from that show that they will remind me of yet again. And then my second one is, I remember one particular year my parents had gotten me this charm bracelet, and it had a bunch of different charms on it. And, you know, they handed it to me, I opened it, I'm like, oh, where'd you get this? They're like, we're gonna have you guess. I'm like, cool. I'm like, it's from a country that starts with C. I'm like, okay, Canada. They're like, no, not Canada. I'm like, all right, no, see, I know you think you got me, but I know exactly where this is from. You thought you could, you know, fool me. And so I said, it's Cambodia, isn't it? And they're like, no, they burst out laughing, like, that's not it either. And I'm like, Dominican Republic of the Congo, because that starts with C, you know, Congo. I'm like, nope. And I'm like, well, what is it? I'm like, China, Abby. It's China.
Oh, I bet you can't live that one
no,
down.
No, absolutely not. So every Christmas, they remind me of that too. So.
And KID crew, I had the chance to go up to Rexburg and see Abby in The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. I love the romance theater.
It's a great. Yeah,
it is so nostalgic. I love everything about it. And you did such a good you did such a good job in that role. bringing Mrs. McCarthy to life. So it was fun for me to be able to watch that. And I was certainly proud of your accomplishments. And
thank you.
As you were talking about that, I thought, wow, I didn't know that you had played in that play when you were 14. Yeah, so what a full circle moment,
yeah,
right?
That's the reason I auditioned for that show in the first place, was because I thought it would be funny to just do the same show that I, that was the first play I had ever done.
Oh, that was number one.
Number one. So that's why I'm like, I'll do it again.
Seems
fun.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, you know I'm asking this question. Mm-hmm. You already know. Abby's been in. She knows this is on my mind. And part of the reason is because I love that Christmas song, My Grown-Up Christmas List. It kind of gets me every single time. Mm-hmm. It's really powerful. I love the Kelly Clarkson version. It just makes me pause for a moment and really think about what matters, those gifts that can't be purchased. So, Abby, what's on your grown-up Christmas list?
Ooh, no, I also really love that song. And it's I sang it for like a Christmas recital one year, and I'm like, oh, it's one of my favorites. Something that's on my grown-up Christmas list. So this last year, a couple months ago, I started getting into freelance editing for fiction writers, and I'm an author. And so I told my dad, I'm like, but really, the only thing I want for Christmas this year is, you know, stuff to help me, you know, grow and develop in that area. You know, rather, you know, going to writing conferences, going, you know, other things to promote my business rather than like actual things. And then another, I always, you know, this time of year, I always think about peace. That's the one thing I would love, is just, as cheesy as world peace sounds,
right?
You know, just having an end of conflict and an end of people suffering, and, you know, because there's a lot of people suffering, you know, in this world, and I don't want people to suffer. And it, one of my favorite Christmas songs, that's a recent favorite, is John Lennon's War Is Over. And my, one of the reasons it's my favorite is, one, because of that message of, you know, peace is just really powerful Christmas season. Second is, I love John Lennon a lot, and it's a Christmas protest song, which is such a weird overlap of things, you know, but it's like, you know, the Vietnam War was raging at the time it came out in 1971, and so that one's like, it speaks to me, you know, because there's several wars throughout the world that I'm like, hey, why don't we just, like, you know, like Paul was telling us, stop, collaborate, and listen.
Yep, I love, you know, that vanilla ice wisdom, right?
Yeah. So I think that's something the world definitely needs, is more people just stopping and listening to each other.
Yes, listening is the beginning of understanding, and you're so right. Peace is something that we really need right now. There's a lot of division, mm-hmm. and as you were saying that, it made me think, last night I was wandering down the aisles of the Christmas decor, no surprise, and I saw this little wooden ornament that I had to get, mm-hmm. and it said, peace. And so you and I are right in sync with that. The world is in need of more peace, and I think you hit it. If we can stop and collaborate and listen, that's going to be the beginning. Abby, thanks so much for the good work that you do here for the Jill Lynn Thomas Show, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, and I will be sure to enjoy the nice Vegas sun this Christmas.
Yes, I know you're looking forward to that.